Hey, this is Dan Wilcox from KCRW, and I am here with stand-up comedian Maria Bamford. Her comedy is imaginative, unconventional, and incredibly unique. She is one of a kind, and we are thrilled to have her here today to talk about some of the songs that have inspired her throughout her life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ Project. Maria, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm quite delighted and honored.
Likewise. What's the first song you got for us today?
Well, my musical tastes have run for many years along the lines of 102.7 Kiss FM. I am sorry to say. I met my beloved husband 3 years ago, and he said, "Oh, hey, can we listen to something else?" And he introduced me to some of these tunes and that have been just wonderful.
Ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweater, ain't got no perfume.
This first song is Ain't Got No and I Got Life by Nina Simone, and we watched the documentary about Nina Simone, and then I also read the, I think it's a fairly popular biography of her, and really, I really love the song, just like all the things that I don't have, but I got one, this one thing, which I can relate with. And I also, she has a bipolar, I think in retrospect, people diagnosed, and I have a little bit of that too. So I said, hey. And she was a working artist for most of her life and had some major ups and downs. As mine have not been as down. I've never gone to France and been on the streets.
Dramatic.
And it's also kind of funny. Like, she names actually what she does have. She's got her boobies, and she's got her sex, and she's got her liver.
She's running down the checklist.
And it's true. Like, that is genuinely all you need. It's nice to have your house paid off, but it's also nice to have a pretty good liver.
This is Nina Simone with the song Ain't Got No, I Got Life. So that was Ain't Got No, I Got Life, as done by Miss Nina Simone, talking to Maria Bamford. And Maria, what is next for us?
The next one, and which is the first concert my husband took me to, and it was magnificent at the Hollywood Bowl. Yes, thumbs up. And I like the refrain in the song from Declare Independence, which is, raise your flag higher, higher, raise your flag higher, higher. It just seems very inspiring. Whatever your flag is, to raise it. She may have written it for a singular purpose, to inspire a certain revolution, but I have co-opted it for my own Independence Day.
Now, was that your first experience listening to Bjork, or at least being like a fan of it?
Yes. Because I listened to the album a number of times before we went to the concert, so that I would know. I like to learn. I do that before sports events as well. Learn about the players. What are their emotional lives like? Because that, in fact, is my nerddom, is like self-help stuff. Anything to do with Oprah is my Dungeons & Dragons, like I love. I would say it might be an option for your spinning class. If Eminem's Lose Yourself had stopped working in your workout, try this.
All right, let's try it. This is Bjork, Declare Independence, here on KCRW's Guest DJ Project.
Go to the top of your highest mountain and raise your flag, raise your flag.
Bjork with the song Declare Independence. What's next on the list here?
The next is from my husband, Scott Marvel Cassidy. Let's get his name out there. He's a wonderful guy. And he's a painter, so he listens to music all the time. It's a choir in Africa singing, but there's a young child soloist, and I think it's a female child soloist. It's called the Jubilee Anthem, and it's such a happy song. It is really a very sweet song, and I think I like it because I have a high-pitched voice that some can find extremely irritating. Also, it reminds us of what our dog Blueberry would sound like if she could sing, which she can. Whenever we leave the room, this is what she would sing. She's a chihuahua, so she's a soprano for sure.
Let's give this a listen to. This is the Elijah Choir with the song Jubilee Anthem in Nigeria. Now, the next one here, I'm very interested to hear. These are your peoples.
A trio from my hometown. They've had some people leave the band, but it's called Low, and they live in Duluth. They're kind of who I want to be in terms of, I think it'd be really fun to live in my hometown and still be able to have a career. Because Duluth is, I don't know if you've been there, but it's a little San Francisco, okay? It's not at all. But they've been able to record, to make beautiful work, and then they tour a lot and have a great fan base. And I love that their name is Low. I don't know if it's supposed to belie a low energy, but that is one of my gifts, is an extreme entropy. Just people go, oh, well, your jokes are so well written. It's like, no, because they're old. They're 12 to 13 years old. It's a washing away of carving from the tides. It's not me actually working on them. So anyways, I'm just saying I like the idea of low.
All right, let's give this a listen to here. This is No Comprende. But I suppose if you're from Duluth, you don't really...
Oh, sí, yo comprendo. Yo puedo hablar en español. Es un regalo de mi escuela secundaria.
All right. Let's give it a listen. This is Low, as chosen by Maria Bamford, here on KCRW's Guest DJ Project. Sitting here with Maria Bamford. Maria, what do you have next?
My next tune, and this may be controversial. I went to a record playing party that was curated, and I chose one of my only albums, which is Journey, and I handed out printouts of the lyrics so that everyone could sing along. And I have to say, 3/4 of the people did not participate. Despite the fact that there were libations, and there were, you know, it was a joyful noise. The truth is, that is a very serious song. If you listen, I mean, it tells a story. It paints a picture. Highway life into the big time. I'm not even sure the words. Through space and time, always another show.
And just so that the listeners know, the song that we are referring to is
Faithfully by Journey.
There we go.
I don't understand, you know, what good music is and what bad music is. Same reason I don't understand what good comedy is and bad. You know, people go, oh, that's good, or that's bad, or that's funny, or that's not funny. I think if there's one person who enjoys it, then it is whatever it is it says it is. You know, like, at least that's why I continue to do comedy, because I go, well, I think I'm pretty hilarious, and so therefore I'll keep going.
You were at what age when you first heard this song?
Oh, I think around 12.
How does the meaning of the song differ from you now than it did?
Oh, God. Well, here's the thing. It's all about being on the road, and it's no place to start a family. Scott, my husband, high five on that. We got 3 elderly pugs. He's holding down the fort. I'm out partying, you know, basically doing whatever the hell I want. Kansas City one night, Louisville the next. Hey, babe, I'll see you a couple weeks from now. Hope the dogs stop peeing in the house.
So you love the song, and he hates it.
He really does. And so that shows how much he loves me, okay. Is that he will play that song in our living room and agree to slow dance to it. I would say at least once every 2 months. Just very kind.
That's love.
That is love. That is true love.
All right, let's give this a listen here. This is Faithfully by Journey. Maria, thank you so much for joining us on KCRW.com.
Please send all letters of complaint to my website.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.